Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I'd like to share with you for a few moments on what I would like to call an unholy alliance. Now, let me begin by sharing a little bit what those words mean. Alliance is a state of being allied, the action of allying, a bond or connection between families, states, parties, or individuals. It's also an association to further the common interest of the members, a treaty or a union by relationship in qualities. So I think we have an understanding now what an alliance is, but what does unholy mean? Unholy, by definition, means impious, wicked, shocking, outrageous. It's the quality or state of being unholy. And so the opposite of holy or pious, which is marked by reverence for deity and devotion to divine worship. Now, hear the word of the Lord. In Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 32, the word of God says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them who are sanctified." Many Christians give a firm and enthusiastic and mental recognition to God's word, but they've not really acted upon it. And James tells us if we don't act on the word of God, our faith is not alive, but it's dead. We know from Hebrews 11 and 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When we begin to confess what faith tells us is so, then we enter into a quietness of peace and assurance that nothing shall be withheld from us. This is the confidence, the scripture tells us, that we have, that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that He heareth us. And if He hear us, then we shall have the petitions that we have desired of Him. Beloved, the Word of God establishes the fact in our hearts and minds. It brings the truth, the spiritual reality, it causes that to be operative in our lives. If we meditate upon the Word of God, if we hold close the truths that are revealed in the pages of Scripture, beloved, we can be transformed. In fact, remember what the Lord told Joshua, that he would meditate day and night upon the Word of God, then he would make his way prosperous and he would have good success. Beloved, if we will do the things that he has asked us to do, if we will simply believe, just like a child believes its parent. When the parent says something, we're talking about a good parents, they can trust their word of the parent. And so much greater than any earthly parent is our Heavenly Father, who never lies. And anything that happens in our lives, he's putting his protection over it. He's putting his judgment over it, that nothing will come to us that he does not allow. Even the temptations and trials, he allows that our faith can be strengthened and purified. And so the Word of God, if you will, it establishes the fact in our hearts and minds. The Word of God builds us up. And it is the Word of God that builds faith in our heart. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so God wants us so in tune with Him, listening to Him, keeping our eyes fixed upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. However, beloved, as I'm certain you are aware, we have an adversary, and we are in warfare. Warfare such as perhaps we have never known before. And as the days grow darker, the spiritual warfare is going to increase. Not that we will be overcome, but God will give us grace. He will give us wisdom. He will give us the faith that is needed to be victors in this corrupt and evil world, this perverse generation in which we're living. I don't know about you, beloved, but I sigh and groan for the evil I try to keep very much on top of what's going on in the world, in America. I'm very, very committed to prayer as far as our nation is concerned and our leaders, as well as the UCM partners and my spiritual family, my radio family as well. But I want to tell you, as you are open to hear, because, you know, if we're not praying, there are those who feel, well, you know, I'm not really interested in current events. Well, beloved, you'd better be, because it's going to affect your life. And you, a wise man, seeth the evil and hideth himself. And we hide ourselves, not from inactivity, but hide ourselves in the Word of God, hide ourselves in the name of the Lord, which is a high tower to prevent us from the works of the evil one. But the devil wants us to enter into an unholy alliance with him. Thoughts don't become sin until we act on them. We cannot walk with God in full fellowship, think about that, unless we agree with Him. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? The only way we can agree with God is simply to accept what He says and to agree with it and begin to say the same thing that His Word says. Beloved, you are His Holy Spirit-born child. You were born from above. You are a new creature in Christ. We have been reborn. Once we were born naturally into this world, but we have been reborn, born into the Spirit of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, the devil might tell you, you're no good. You're a failure. You're a spiritual weakling. You're surely going to go under. You're not going to get through this one. And you shouldn't stay where God put you. You should go ahead and stop, even if it's in midstream, so to speak, because, you know, the way is just too hard. The price is too difficult to pay. And beloved, if we begin to agree in an unholy alliance, even just for a few moments, we begin to slip. We begin to sin because, beloved, what's the opposite of faith? It's doubt and unbelief. And that is clearly a sin. I mean, there is no question that is the sin that doth so easily beset us. We must begin to agree with what God says and not with what the devil is telling us. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, "Let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." That's Hebrews 13:5-6. Can you say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me? I won't be afraid. I won't be concerned. I won't fear the future. I will trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. He is my God. He is my deliverer. Hear the word of the Lord in Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." This is what He does. Forget not all His benefits. He forgiveth all of thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Do you suppose God meant that? All thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Beloved, if you're oppressed today, the Lord, what is He going to do? He's going to exercise righteous and execute righteousness and judgment for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans 8 and 37 tells us we are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves us. And again, in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 24, he says, in verse 23, moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth, and as speaking as every true leader should speak, for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. Hallelujah. Amos 3 and 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Oh, beloved, if we will believe God, if he promised Israel under the old covenant abundance, what can we expect? Hear what just some of the words of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, starting in verse 3. The Lord says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land, and ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. He promised that to the children of Israel, and how much greater, what greater and better promises we have under the new. Beloved, reach out to the Lord in faith. Do not make your alliance. Whatever negative things the enemy's been telling you today, rebuke them, resist them, submit yourself to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee from before you. Praise God. Well, no new revelation, but important facts and truths that we need to lay hold of every day of our lives. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining me. I invite you to tune in next time. We'll see what the Lord has for us. If at any time you want to rehear a broadcast or listen to the archive broadcast, feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast to listen anytime at your convenience. For now, I want to bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, note that our contact information the announcer will give. And until next time, I love you. I pray for you every day. God bless you. Till then, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,